Hello everyone, I hope you're all doing great and enjoy these stories. If you want early access to my videos, then make sure you check out my Patreon, and make sure you check out the podcast in the description too. I do use social media, but the only one I use is Instagram, and my Instagram's Insomniac Horror. So sorry for the delay in getting this out. I actually had some big issues with my editing software where I tried to render the same video for about 3 or 4 days and it just wouldn't work for some reason, but I think the video was too long, but you live and learn. So I just have a quick message before the story starts, so if you want to go straight to the stories, then there's links in the description for that. So for today, really quick, I'd like to share this. When you're overcoming mental health issues, I think it's really important to plan and schedule actual rest days, because it can be very draining when you're overcoming these things. And you might constantly push yourself to do more and more, thinking it makes everything better in terms of being productive. Because I know some people think if things are wrong, then they need to be more productive to make it better. But it's very important to have rest days and have balance in your life. Because imagine the stresses are pouring into a bucket, which is how much you can handle. If you don't give yourself rest days, then the bucket's going to slowly overflow. So just be careful with it and keep it in mind. It's a relatively simple concept, but I think it's something that can make a big difference, especially if you're someone who likes working all the time anyway. But it's just something I think people should consider. So I hope that makes a difference, and I hope everyone's doing great. I'll speak to you all soon. Now, I'm not much of a hunter, but when I was a teenager, I was always friends with stoners in high school, even though I wasn't one myself, and we'd always find the weirdest things to do. We lived in rural Mississippi, which I promise is not as horribly redneck as it seems, but we always heard the stories of the backwoods Satan church cult, you know, that whole legend that I guess you really hear a lot of when you're younger. So regardless, we actually got a lead once from one of our friends who used to go and smoke and fornicate at this particular spot in the middle of nowhere. They said they came across some weird animal skins and saw some people in weird garb walking around. So of course, we're gonna check it out. Our friends wouldn't go with us, so it was me and 2 girls and 3 guys. We drove out to the nearest trail and parked way out in the woods. Me and one of the other guys, along with one of the ladies, were a little chicken, worried about finding something awful, and we decided that we're gonna hike with our friends. After a good 10 minutes of walking blind through the woods, we can actually hear moans and screams. We've come across dead animals. It looked like some sicko hunters were just being disgusting with the animals and actually throwing their heads and whatnot around. They were mostly deer, but we found dogs even. This was more than enough for one of us to actually go back into the car. Of course, we ended up sitting in the car smoking cigarettes and just messing around until one of our friends returned. When they did come back, they were exhausted and had been running. Now, this was also before cell phones were capable of documenting everything, and none of us cared to bring one because we didn't have a decent camera on our one. All we got was a piece of cloth that my friend ripped off something. Anyways, when they get back to the car, they sped away and they drove us to our usual hangout spot and tell us what happened. They had walked for a good while and found this makeshift church with more dead animals everywhere. Apparently there was all kinds of symbols around and whatnot on it. They also heard awful noises, but my friend grabbed some scraps from one of the burnt areas of the building. It was one of the black jackets that our friend told us about stuck to the ground, like somebody had been pinned there before. The whole thing was weird, and I didn't see it for myself, but I did see the animals, whether it be the sickos or hunters, but there really was a satanic church or something. The forest creeps me out to this day. Among other good stories, I have this one, but it really freaks me out. Now, I've got 2 experiences, really. The first happened when I was around 15 and was hunting squirrel in early October. It was a pretty cool day, and I was walking along in a hollow I'd hunted a few days prior, and had been there quite a few times looking at squirrels and whatnot. As I walked deeper into this hollow, I started seeing more and more squirrels and bagged a couple. As I'm watching a couple move around in the trees, waiting for one of them to stop on an open branch so I can take a shot at it, I'm totally focused on the two little animals jumping around and not paying much mind to anything else. Well, suddenly, the squirrels, all six or seven I count, immediately disappear. Now, this was weird enough in itself, since they all collectively made alarm barks and then went silent and were nowhere to be seen. But what happened in the coming minutes has stayed with me for years. I stood looking around for any signs of squirrels, and I hear a loud crashing sound to my right. As I stood there, a figure emerges from the trees. The figure's walking on two legs and had a rather large frame. I think maybe it's my father when I saw it, as he was hunting with me that day. I realized that it was far too tall and not wearing any visible hat, though. I looked for a good while at the form of it, and I decide it's a good idea to go a bit higher. Now, based on the behavior, I don't really know what to think of this. At first, I was looking at what appeared to be a lost person, slowly scanning all the trees, looking for some signs or something. But second, it remained on its hind legs and appeared to be far too comfortable on them, not even showing difficulty as it made its way down to the side of the ridge, unlike any bear I've seen. Now, lastly, its form was, well, too human for it not to be a very large man. But I began to wonder, is this actually a person and call out hello? And God, this lets out a horrible shrieking sound. Four. I call out for it again, but it bolts now, far quicker than anything I've ever seen run before. And its movement was truly graceful, which I found chilling. Now, how easily large this thing was running was really weird. It had gone immediately to my 2 o'clock. It made me fear this thing, whatever it was, knowing it could easily hunt me down and capture me if it wanted. I quickly left the area and have only returned once since, this time during deer season and without my knowledge of where we'd end up. The second experience was when I was walking with my dog out in the field near my home. We both heard a bellowing roar from something I can't identify. The closest thing I can say about this is if you mixed a bear, wolf, and tiger. It was so terrifying that my dog immediately went to his house in the yard and stayed there the rest of the night. Now, I come from a big country family. We live on a farm. We raised our own food and animal meats, and we hunt and process. My father's cousin is even a licensed taxidermist, so we get a lot of hunting in. For a bit of backstory, on the homestead I grew up on and still live in, it was my parents, my pop's first cousin, and his wife. Also, his four sisters are there, and my four female second cousins. So, four adults and nine kids. And sometimes my pop's brother actually comes over to stay with us, especially when the hunting season is starting up. So hunting season, which is deer hunting, is going on, and my pops and his brother and his cousin we live with are all getting ready to go hunting, and some of us decide to tag along with him, being me, my sister and cousin, and we go further into the woods than we normally do and set up camp, etc. Now, an important fact is that during the time we're setting up, my dad and uncles are being quiet while the kids are talking, and my voice hasn't changed. This is important. Now, us kids keep chattering away while the adults are just letting us get our energy out while they check the survival equipment, making sure the guns are clean and working, etc. There's a rustling in the thick brush around us, and suddenly, three creepy looking guys enter the clearing. They stop dead. One of them has a hand on his knife on a belt, and they're clearly drunk as anything. They keep looking at A and S and my pops and uncles like they're debating something. My pops and uncles stand up. Last bit of backstory. Every guy in my family is huge. I'm 19 now and I'm 6'5". My dad is 6'10", 280. Just a deeply intimidating man. And so are my uncles Kate and V. The guys laugh nervously as my uncle picks up one of the freshly cleaned rifles and points it at them. These dudes start running out the clearing like the devil's after them. My pots immediately says we're clearing out. My uncle doesn't question it, and neither do we, kids. We're freaking out and totally take things down sloppy, but my pops doesn't say anything about messing up the equipment. We get back into cell service and my dad calls the cops about seeing those creepy people, but the cops don't seem to think anything of it. At that moment I realized AS and me, with my voice unchanged, were the only ones those guys would have heard. So they thought they'd come across the camp with three people by themselves. I live in southern Spain, near some really ancient forest called Los Alcarones, which is some kind of trees that are almost extinct and only grow over there and in one or two other places. It's a bit of a rocky terrain, and if you like walking onto the forest and trying to climb some rocks, you should be careful because usually you can have caves and hollow spaces under your feet that you can really easily fall into. So my father and his friend usually go hiking on Thursdays so they don't find anyone in the woods, besides maybe a shepherd or forest worker. And on this day, they decide to climb a really large and rocky hill. My uncle Frank remembered that when he was young, he slept on a little cave when he was hunting and got lost, and he wanted to try and find it again. After a few hours they find the cave. The cave itself is covered in moss and grime, but it was surely the same cave. One of my father's friends, John, tried to get as far as possible into the cave because he was in really good shape and wants to see all of it. The rest of them decide to wait outside. Now suddenly, John starts screaming and calling for my father. He went inside and turned on his torch, and inside the cave was a really weird shrine or something like that with candles, apples, bones, and charcoal and ashes, a pair of gloves, a pot and a pan. Everything looks really old and dusty, like it's been there for a long time. My father went to the shrine and it had a little bowl, and in it appeared to be human teeth. When they got out, they packed up all of their things and go really quickly. My father actually refuses to hike around there anymore, and they start hiking on the other side of the hill and into the woods. Now, I was respecting in the outback of Queensland one day, and I'm around 100k from anywhere and the sun is beginning to set. I am setting up camp by a big lapong when something catches my eye up in the ghost gum by my tent. About 30 feet up, in the crook of two branches is a tray. On the tray there appears to be a full bottle of red wine and a glass. It's perfectly balanced, like it's been placed there for me. The base of the tree was about 3 meters wide without a branch, knot or handhold, all the way up to the tray. So I never got close to work out why or how it got up there. I live in Northeast America, in a pretty rural place with lots of hills, not too many neighbours and a lot of forest. Just tonight I was heading somewhere with my mother down our backyard, which is pretty large and relatively clear for about 100 foot, then switched to some woods. Now we're about 30 foot before the woods when I catch a sight of some eyes reflecting in my headlamp. They're a good 50 to 100 feet away, and I assume they're just deers. There's a couple of things that convince me, however, that they might not be just deer. Around where I live, deer will run away if you make enough noise, and we were talking pretty loud, but the eyes don't move. They were staring directly at us and continue to do so, which is incredibly unlike deer. On top of that, the pair of eyes on the right are very low to the ground and very wide, too far apart to be a deer, more something predatory and big. We stood for a minute remarking on them, and neither pair of eyes looked away. So since we were spooked, we headed back up to the house, got my brother a machete, a bat and a metal pole, and head down. I expected the eyes to be gone by that point, but no. They were still there in slightly different spots, but not much farther from where they'd been previously. They just stared as steadily as though they'd been there forever, and we retreat back. The logical answer is a deer, but the lack of running away, the heights and the intense stare, almost feels like it couldn't possibly be deers. Now it could be wild dogs, but we don't really have them here. It's possibly a black bear, but they're notoriously scared of people. A few years ago, in the northern parts of Sweden, I'm going out for a very nice evening of fishing. I am what I guess is called a fishing supervisor. I check that the other fishermen get their licenses in a certain area of lakes and streams. This is in late summer, so I've been doing my round, which is usually ending up with going to a small lake and fly fishing for some trout. Now this lake or pond is pretty deep in the forest and I rarely see anybody out here. Actually, I've never met anyone here. The lake looks like a crater, a perfectly round circle that's perhaps 100 meters in diameter. It contains a natural population of perch and trout. It's a summer evening with a light breeze. The birds are chirping and the fish is rising to all the insects spawning on the surface. I rig my gear and aim for one of the fish rising near the right of me. The second as my fly lands onto the surface, it's like somebody pauses time. The sun hides behind a cloud, the wind stops blowing and the birds are suddenly silent and the fish stop eating. A smell rises from the ground that I'm standing on, like something dead and rotten. It's almost like there's a carcass really far under my feet. It's like there's a carcass under my feet. Now all of a sudden, I'm aware that there is something walking out of the forest maybe like 15 or 10 meters behind me. It's like I can see it in the corner of my eye, but I still really can't see it, and every hair on my body stands on end. It suddenly becomes very cold all around me. The thing watching me just stands there, and I don't have the courage to turn around at all. I see my fly sink to the bottom, but I can't move. I can't do anything. I don't dare to. Then suddenly the wind hits me, and it carries away the awful smell, and the sun shines again and hits me. The birds are now singing again, and the forest comes back to life. I turn around and nothing's there. So on the lake I start fishing again. I pack my gear and throw the backpack on my back and run for it, through the forest to my car. I hit the gas and drive like a maniac until I find the big road and civilization once again. I park at the side of the road and say to myself, "What was that?" And I haven't been there since. I'm a wildland fighter in the US. I fought fires all over the Northwest, Eastern Rockies, Midwest forest, and the only thing that's ever thrown me off was fighting fires in the mountains of NE Wyoming, BLM land of east of Yellowstone, hiking into a valley recently burnt that was just eerie. Smoke can make that a norm, but the colours were so vibrant. Even after being touched by fire, most of the trees and shrubs were unburnt, which is very rare or almost impossible. Now within a few steps of entering the base of the valley, I knew the details like I'd lived there my whole life, like deja vu, but with a clarity of reality and not a momentary second but 20 minutes and 100 yards of hiking. To be clear, this was a place that I'd never stopped in before, and I was hiking paths that were very familiar to me as a Bravo. Trees I knew had scars opposite of me 20 yards away, stones that I knew were going to be warm, almost hot to touch really, perched inches from an ice cold stream. Before I turned corners, I knew about a rock shelf that was protecting a small pool with a lush green patch of grass the size of a small room with untouched trees. Now, I stayed there for a moment, but it felt like an hour. The whole time my hair stood up on the back of my neck, and I felt like I was visiting my favourite place in the world. Now anyway, I finished scouting the valley and went back with my crew to move on. I kept saying to myself that I don't know how to explain this perfect place and I want to leave it for myself. It still shocked me to this day. I have no way to rationalize exactly why it was so perfect despite the massive fires everywhere else. To this day, 4 years and countless fires later, I've never experienced anything like it, and it's likely the only place that I've ever desired beyond to any to return again. It just seemed too perfect and out of this world. A long time ago, a few friends and I decided to go camping. We live in a rural area, so we just pick a random stretch of woods that wasn't around someone's home. We're talking really rural, like cornfields on both sides a few miles apart, and then nothing but uninterrupted empty forest until you hit the road, which is a long way off. We hiked about 3 miles in before we made camp. Later on in the middle of the night, we got freaked out and decided that camping in a random forest isn't good. So we hike, probably 5 miles back to the road because we somehow got into one of the cornfields and those absolutely suck. Miles of roads where you can't see anything and not being able to see your friends to your left or right really scares you. Now, not to mention that the reason we decided to go back to the car in the first place is because we heard random rustling around us the whole night, which followed us until the last 20 feet before the road. Now, that's not the scariest part. The next day, when we went back to get our stuff, now in the day, the forests are a lot better really, so it was a nice walk. And we start walking and talking a bit. During that, one of us yelled Marco, and unfortunately somebody answered. Like I said, much less creepy in the daytime. Now feeling comfortable, we kept playing and tried to find out the presumed hunter or hiker who was messing with us. Eventually, we realize that this never stops, and we don't know the direction that it actually comes in. So we keep heading out eventually, not thinking more of it, until one of my friends decides to do it again and we get replies. We end up following it until we get to an old, mostly crumbled barbed wire fence surrounding the foundation of a house that used to be there. This was not uncommon in the forest where I grew up. There were lots of houses that had been built and then neglected when their owners sold their land to farmers and moved away, but the fact that playing Marco Polo with an apparent disembodied voice had led us to this weird place. Our tent was still in the forest, but we decided to leave it there. Now, I like to look for new, out-of-the-way fishing holes. If I'm on a trip and I have my gear, I'll pull up a map, look at different connecting waterways, and try and find back roads that may lead to spots that few people know about. On one particular trip about 10 years ago, I'm in Western PA and looking for a road to connect me with this small and out-of-the-way stream that I found on the map. I'm in the country, and it's not too desolate, but houses are definitely getting few and far between, and it's looking more and more beat up. I summarise that I'm really close to where this stream is supposed to be, so I turn down a dirt road. It leads towards a tree line in the direction that I believe the stream is in. The road starts out okay, but as soon as I pass into the tree line stuff, things get weird. It's mid-afternoon, but the canopy of the tree is so thick that it suddenly looks like dusk. Then, the road becomes very, very dodgy quick, starting to close in and then vanishes. There are banks on either side of me, so I feel like I'm on some sort of old logging road that rarely ever gets vehicles on it. The road is getting worse and worse. Large rocks starting to appear randomly in the road, first sporadically and then more frequently. It's very unnatural looking. It looks like they were placed there on purpose. Now my car's a four-wheel drive, but I'm getting a little worried because the rocks are getting large, and combine this with how tight the road is, and now driving around them is becoming sketchy. I'm now driving very slow to not pop a tire or make a wrong move and get stuck on the bank or something. The road suddenly takes a very sharp left hand and downward turn. I creep along this turn, but as soon as I see the road continue in this weird trajectory, I have a feeling that something's bad. My gut starts talking to me and telling me turn around, but at this point, I realize I can't now. The car is not wide enough to do a 3-point turn. I could chance it, but I didn't want to get my front end caught on something pushed over the bank or my back end going off the back into the other direction. I say to myself, just keep pushing forward, and you are bound to get enough room to turn around shortly. As I make my way driving this weird downward road with sharp curves and oddly placed rocks, I start to see items off to the side of the road. At first, it's just garbage, I mean bottles, boxes, wraps, etc. Then I start to see toys, like kids' toys and lots of them, an uncomfortable amount. I then start seeing clothes, some old and weathered and tattered like they've been there for years, but some are fairly new. The amount of clothes I'm seeing also increases. Then I start seeing mattresses, not at random, but lots of them all over the place with dirty stains on them. My gut really begins screaming at me to get out of there, but I still don't have the room to turn around. While I'm sitting there trying to figure out what my next move is, I get the distinct feeling that I'm being watched. The moment that feeling hits me, I audibly yell at myself, no. Then I slam the car in reverse and drive reverse, dodging all the random rocks and all the way back up and out the sharp turns until the path levels out again. I go into four, I need to get out of here mode, and quickly slam the car into reverse, doing a 3-point turn. My back end goes slightly off the bank as I slam back into drive and pound the gas to throw myself back onto the road and out to whatever dark woods I've discovered. I have no clue what I come across that day. Best case scenario was probably some weird people deep in the woods with some dodgy den, but I don't know. I'm just glad I trusted my gut and actually escaped from the situation. The first story is when I met my wife 10 years ago. We're 17, and I was a hunting nut, deciding to go camping in the sand dunes behind my suburb, just off the beach. We live in Brest, rural Australia, so nothing really happens. Anyway, pretty local area, lots of people around. We decide to just hang around the beach, go walking and settle down for the night. A couple of hours passed and we had a small campfire going. We then jump into our sleeping bag and go to sleep. I'm then awoken to thudding all around us and a grok 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 noise. Okay, it freaked us out, especially because I was half asleep. Turned out it was an emu that stood on us, and honestly, the big fella was so shocked and took off. We think it's really odd, but decide to sleep again. But then we realise there's people everywhere. They walk past us, and we didn't see them though. They're not actually talking, we can just hear them walking. They eventually break into a run and start laughing. We heard them run over the dunes to the seaside, and then chanting. People weren't off their head or doing anything like they're loving it. It's almost like somebody was getting chased and the people chasing them were really enjoying it. It's really hard to describe. There was a group of people running up and down the trail around us that wouldn't stop chanting at this point. I called my partner's parents and they came with their Rottweiler and guns to pick us up. We walk back to the parking lot and eventually go back to the main trail. We can still hear people running out of the darkness behind us laughing and screaming, some of them taunting us to come back over the dunes. We never figured out what it was, but it wasn't the local Aboriginal people, and if it wasn't the local meth heads, we don't know who it was. But it was at least 50 people at around 3 a.m. Now for my second story. We were homeless for a while at around 20. We rescued Mastiffs and I had an opportunity to train in the Melbourne and represent a gym for MMA. We drove across Nullarbor with our three dogs and my wife's mother. Halfway across, we got tired and saw some dilapidated road stop. It was just some younger woman's house and a shop attached. We pulled up and talked to the female owner and an older bloke. They looked at us and asked if we were tired. I said yeah, and they asked us if we wanted to drive back, and we say sure. We stopped for a rest because the folks seemed nice. We drove around back to a car park equivalent of car bodies. Okay, that's odd already because the nearest town is like a day's drive. Anyway, one of our dogs is unwell and needed a strict diet to go to the bathroom regularly. I get her out of the car and the other dogs jump out too. The Rottweiler takes off to explore. The dog goes out and I call her back. No response. That's pretty normal, she's ignorant sometimes. I get out to look for her and she's sniffing in a sleeping bag. Alright, fine. But this place is absolutely wrecked. I don't give it a second thought. I then look up and see a massive tarp wrapped up around something, which is strung up through some trees, completely suspended. And behind it, a few sleeping bags suspended again, about 10 in all. Then I notice the absolute swarm of flies. I got the dogs back into the car, saw the woman and the bloke on the way out, wave at them and act normal. Nothing, no wave or smile. All the former charm is gone. We didn't ever report it because we honestly had no idea where it was. We just kept heading east to the biggest road we can find. And eventually we make it out of there. Now I'd like to give you some information before my story starts. I was a park ranger and I'd only been doing the job for a couple of months, and I had one experience that still stays with me now, even years after doing the service. Now, I would often operate alone. This is something I didn't really have an issue with because sometimes I like the serenity of everything. Especially during winter months, I found the forest really beautiful out on my own. But hey, each their own, I guess. Some of my friends think it's weird, and I can understand that really. Now, one particular day, we had a call out for a missing person. Apparently, there was somebody going through the forest wearing all white, and whenever somebody tried calling out for them, they would run off. I worried somebody had fell and hit their head. I was convinced that it was just a young hiker had got lost, so I'm happy to go and investigate and oblige. Now, at the time I set out, the sun's still shining, and everywhere's beautiful, and life's pretty good. I was confident that I was going to find this person, especially because at this point it was early on in my career. I had no doubt in my mind that I was going to find them and maybe get some credit for doing it, so I set out. Now, as I set out, I realized that it's actually colder than I realized, so I quickly head in to grab a jumper. And I'm not joking, the second I got back out from my tower, I can see somebody running off, just vaguely in the distance wearing white. I presume it's my mind playing tricks on me, but I remember the description, so call out. I end up chasing after this person, and they're just about running off ahead of me. It's pretty difficult to make out much else because they're moving so quick, but my God, could this person run? They run like an Olympic athlete, and honestly, I struggled for a long time to actually catch up with them. To be honest, it actually really annoyed me after a while because I'm not gonna lie, I was getting out of breath, but I decided I should continue onward anyway. Now, they were leading me deeper and deeper and into the forest, but at the time I wasn't too worried about this because it's somewhere that I knew relatively well. But I knew at some point I was going to get out of an area I knew, and I'd probably be in the middle of nowhere, but hey, I have to keep going. It's a part of the job. I radio in what's happening, they say, yeah, fine, just keep going. They want me to capture this person. Now, at this point, it starts to get relatively dark because of the time of day, and we're basically walking. Well, I wouldn't say it's exactly a walk. It's relatively quick, but not too quick. Now, I don't understand how this person can see where they're going because I can't see anything right now. I stop for a second to catch my breath and I do see a strange orb of light moving across in front of me to my right that I've not really seen anything like since. I presume it's maybe a firefly or something and continue on. I keep calling out, but this person does not stop. We end up making it into an area of the forest I'm completely unfamiliar with, but I was so focused on tracking this person down that it does not bother me, and I keep going. Now I look to my left and I swear to myself, The rocks are extremely jagged and I nearly walked straight into this pit thing. I just hate the thought of the spiders and bugs that could be down there. I end up walking over some rocks that leads to a slight hill. I decide that I must find this person and I'm kind of blind to the danger that I'm in. I've just run out into pretty much the middle of nowhere trying to find someone and it's getting dark. I don't really have much backup because I don't know where I am. I mean, heck, maybe I'll end up on the missing persons list if I'm not careful. But I must press on and that's exactly what I do. I continue going deeper into the forest and I have no sign of this person now. One strange thing I realise is when I turn a corner, looking in a general direction that I think they've went, the trees suddenly have more life to them. It's almost like the trees are much greener here and it's silent. It's something that I think's rather bizarre because you'd presume there'd be more insects and whatnot on the trees, but I can't really hear anything. But to be entirely honest, it's probably from my fear more than anything that this has happened. I continue on and I see a large building in the distance. I think this is odd because there shouldn't be anything out of here. This thing's been here for a while and I have to find out what it is. I continue going through the clearing and there it is. It's a pretty nice building. It appears to be an old Nordic style church almost, which is completely black. I think that's odd, and breaking up the darkness is that white figure at the top. I call out again, and it just pops down out of view. This time I'm a little hesitant, but I must figure out what this is, and I must go and help. So I rush in there. At first I try and go through the main entrance, but there's no way in. Then I realise that if I head just under to the side, I can kind of creep my way round. I ended up crawling under some kind of underpass thing, not exactly a cellar, but it leads me to where I need to go. I ended up making it through a clearing and I turn on my torch again, and my god, it's beautiful. It's what appears to be an old abandoned church, literally in the middle of nowhere. I've never seen anything like it. I'd have to say it's at least 200 years old if I guessed, and it's all entirely made out of wood. There's no stone or anything here, and as I flick on my light, I can hear an echo sound all around me. I can see that thing again just off ahead, and suddenly it hits me. Something's deeply wrong. None of this makes sense. I shouldn't have been chasing whatever this is out of here, because God knows what's actually in here. Am I alone, or is it just this person, and why have they not responded to me? I say, God, you're so stupid under my breath. And I hear a shush sound behind me. Terrified, I dart round quickly and I can't see anyone. I say, who's there, with my voice shaking. And now there's a whisper in my ear saying, you shouldn't have come here. And I can hear some laughter. It's not a loud laughing. Almost like a child who's done something wrong, but there must be at least 10 or 12 of them all laughing simultaneously. I drop the torch and quickly stumble back to where I've come from. I make it into the clearing again and quickly go through the small tunnel. What's worse is I can feel an insect or animal drop onto my head. I brush it off to the side and quickly realize it's a big cobweb. God, I hate spiders so much. I'm not sure what I can hear behind me, whether it's a giant spider or them, but something's following me. I eventually make it out again and I don't bother looking behind me. I sprint and eventually I make it back to an area of the forest that I actually know. Now I'm so scared by this point that I don't bother to radio in anything. I continue on the path that I know, not even bothering looking behind me, and I make it back in record time. I eventually get back to the station. I frantically radio in what's happened, and you know the worst part? No one believed me. Not a soul or person. They say, if you can't find it, then just tell us. Don't make up some rubbish like this. And then I'm met by silence. I can't believe what's just happened. I tell them again, and they don't even reply this time. I'm so frustrated because I don't know what happened. I don't bother making a police report because I know I'm probably going to lose my job, But all I know is there's some psychopaths out there who are in some kind of old church building trying to lure in people like me. But the fact that they lured someone in there in full uniform shows that they're completely different to anyone else I've dealt with. The only other thing it could be is something paranormal, but I don't believe that. I ended up quitting working in that area literally the following day. Well, I should say it was a sleepless night and it felt like the whole day had merged into one, but God, I really have never felt fear like it, and I actually get shudders even thinking of it now. I just wish there was more people to see it there with me. Now, I'm not much of a hunter, but when I was a teenager, I was always friends with stoners in high school, even though I wasn't one myself, and we'd always find the weirdest things to do. We lived in rural Mississippi, which I promise is not as horribly redneck as it seems, but we always heard the stories of the Backwoods Satan Church cult, you know, that whole legend that I guess you really hear a lot of when you're younger. So, regardless, we actually got a lead once from one of our friends who used to go and smoke and fornicate at this particular spot in the middle of nowhere. They said they came across some weird animal skins and saw some people in weird garb walking around. So, of course, we're gonna check it out. Our friends wouldn't go with us, so it was me and two girls and three guys. We drove out to the nearest trail and parked way out in the woods. Me and one of the other guys, along with one of the ladies, were a little chicken, worried about finding something awful, and we decided that we're gonna hike with our friends. After a good 10 minutes of walking blind through the woods, we can actually hear moans and screams. We've come across dead animals. It looked like some sicko hunters were just being disgusting with the animals and actually throwing their heads and whatnot around. They were mostly deer, but we found dogs even. This was more than enough for one of us to actually go back into the car. Of course, we ended up sitting in the car smoking cigarettes and just messing around until one of our friends returned. When they did come back, they were exhausted and had been running. Now, this was also before cell phones were capable of documenting everything, and none of us cared to bring one because we didn't have a decent camera on our one. All we got was a piece of cloth that my friend ripped off something. Anyways, when they get back to the car, they sped away and they drove us to our usual hangout spot and tell us what happened. They had walked for a good while and found this makeshift church with more dead animals everywhere. Apparently, there was all kinds of symbols around and whatnot on it. They also heard awful noises, but my friend grabbed some scraps from one of the burnt areas of the building. It was one of the black jackets that our friend told us about stuck to the ground, like somebody had been pinned there before. The whole thing was weird, and I didn't see it for myself, but I did see the animals, whether it be the sickos or hunters, but there really was a satanic church or something. The forest creeps me out to this day. Among other good stories, I have this one, but it really freaks me out. The first story is when I met my wife 10 years ago. We're 17, and I was a hunting nut, deciding to go camping in the sand dunes behind my suburb, just off the beach. We live in Brest, rural Australia, so nothing really happens. Anyway, pretty local area, lots of people around. We decide to just hang around the beach, go walking, and settle down for the night. A couple of hours passed, and we had a small campfire going. We then jump into our sleeping bag and go to sleep. I'm then awoken to thudding all around us and a grok 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 noise. Okay, it freaked us out, especially because I was half asleep. Turned out it was an emu that stood on us, and honestly, the big fella was so shocked and took off. We think it's really odd, but decide to sleep again. But then we realize there's people everywhere. They walk past us, and we didn't see them though. They're not actually talking, we can just hear them walking. They eventually break into a run and start laughing. We heard them run over the dunes to the seaside, and then chanting. People weren't off their head, or doing anything like they're loving it. It's almost like somebody was getting chased. and the people chasing them were really enjoying it. It's really hard to describe. There was a group of people running up and down the trail around us that wouldn't stop chanting at this point. I called my partner's parents and they came with their Rottweiler and guns to pick us up. We walked back to the parking lot and eventually go back to the main trail. We can still hear people running out of the darkness behind us, laughing and screaming, some of them taunting us to come back over the dunes. We never figured out what it was, but it wasn't the local Aboriginal people. And if it wasn't the local meth heads, we don't know who it was. But it was at least 50 people at around 3 a.m. Now for my second story. We were homeless for a while at around 20. We rescued mastiffs, and I had an opportunity to train in the Melbourne and represent a gym for MMA. We drove across to Nullarbor with our three dogs and my wife's mother. Halfway across, we got tired and saw some dilapidated road stop. It was just some younger woman's house and a shop attached. We pulled up and talked to the female owner and an older bloke. They looked at us and asked if we were tired. I said yeah, and they asked us if we wanted to drive back, and we say sure. We stopped for a rest because the folks seemed nice. We drove around back to a car park equivalent of car bodies. Okay, that's odd already because the nearest town is like a day's drive. Anyway, one of our dogs is unwell and needed a strict diet to go to the bathroom regularly. I get her out of the car and the other dogs jump out too. The Rottweiler takes off to explore. The dog goes out and I call her back. No response. That's pretty normal, she's ignorant sometimes. I get out to look for her and she's sniffing in a sleeping bag. Alright, fine. But this place is absolutely wrecked. I don't give it a second thought. I then looked up and see a massive tarp wrapped up around something, which is strung up through some trees, completely suspended, and behind it a few sleeping bags suspended again, about 10 in all. Then I noticed the absolute swarm of flies. I got the dogs back into the car, saw the woman and the bloke on the way out, wave at them and act normal. Nothing.